Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTV comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
I just wanted to chime in and say that I think you have some great views on everything. And I think you have some great opinions.
Oh, well, thanks.
Including what you're talking about right now. I think you are highly underrated. I think that you're doing a great job.
I agree, Karen. Believe me.
Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi. First time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, asshole. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast. Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio and RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. Welcome back to the program. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBRadio.com is the website. You can go there, sign up for the mailing list. You never know. You never know. One day, the YouTube could be gone, the website could be gone. I just, you know, potentially the mailing list could be gone, too. We're not really talking anything too crazy, but hey, you never know. It's a slippery slope, this whole thing, so sign up there. I only send about 2 emails out a year anyways, unless there's some big announcement or something, but I don't really expect that to happen anytime soon. So yeah, go there, sign up. There's a donate page if you're feeling extra generous. You can do that at hmbradio.com/donate. There's a store over there if you'd like to buy a hoodie or a t-shirt or something. That's cool. I'd appreciate that. Or you could share the podcast. That's free. And I'd really appreciate that as well. So do that. And follow me, home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. My name is Will Koontz. I got Anna Hummel sitting right here next to me, about ready to get started for another homemade broadcast, if you can believe it. Yeah, it's time. Let's do it. Welcome to the show. How you doing, Anna?
I'm well. Doing better and better. It frightens me, as you know.
That's good. You walked up here looking like a professional mixed martial arts fighter.
Oh, don't even. Don't let the rash guard fool you. I'm horrible. I'm actually really bad. And apparently you stay really bad for many, many years.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a mystery as to why people stick with it so long. No, I'm kidding. I'm definitely seeing some baby bits of improvement, but I don't think my ego has taken such a big hit in probably years, because it's bi-weekly, so, or twice a week rather, that I do Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and it's twice a week that my self-esteem goes down the gutter. It's bad. Like, really, really bad.
Are you getting, like, beat up? You get punched in the face?
No, no, no. There's no punching in jiu-jitsu, but I'm constantly, like, ridden with bruises. I mean, this is just, like, a minor one, but, like, my knees are always bruised. I have, like, bruises like this all over my body. So it's fun, though. It's a challenge, for sure.
Do you fight men and women, or just...
It's not really, like...
You ever get the urge to, when you're getting kind of roughed up on, to throw a punch?
No.
Never?
Mm-mm.
I would.
No, because I would like to win fairly. I want to win within the bounds of the sport. I wouldn't want to do something dirty. But sure, yeah, I do roll with men. Obviously, they don't go 100%, otherwise I'd be murdered. But, you know, you could still work on technique with a guy, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't really know what you were doing. For some reason, I thought you were doing just straight up MMA.
No, fighting. Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So there's no striking or anything. It's mostly grappling, groundwork.
Okay.
You're mostly on the ground with jiu-jitsu. So like when you watch the MMA stuff, when they take it to the ground, they're doing jiu-jitsu, unless they start punching you on the ground, in which case they're incorporating other forms of martial arts.
Is that something you'd like to do, is maybe eventually go into the MMA route? Could you get punched in the face? You ever been punched in the face?
I have.
Oh.
It hurts.
It does.
It's not fun. No. And I've done Muay Thai before, but I think jiu-jitsu is more effective as a self-defense art form.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Because, I mean, me punching a guy in the face who's 280 is probably not going to do much. But even with my boss, who's probably pushing 3 bills, I put him in a rear naked choke and he tapped. You know, as your technique gets better, you get better and you can take on a guy who's bigger. You know, you can't, maybe a guy, you can't put a 300-pound guy in an armbar, but no one has a lot of muscles around their throat.
Sure.
You know, so you can't really muscle a punch when your trachea is closing.
That's very true. You can leave a message. I'm still trying to figure out how to get. I have a Google Voice line set up where we could like take calls, and the chat is open, of course, as well. I see Bob Tuskett in there, and Solid 7 in YouTube. Let's see, says back for more. Yeah, true that. True that. Thank you, Solid 7, and Bob Tuskett.
Did we ever thank Kevin O'Keefe again for sending us some more money?
Let's thank him even one more time.
Okay, because I wasn't sure if we did last time, but I think we did. But...
I think we did. We've been pretty good with that.
Yeah.
But yes, thank you. You could always do that at hmbradio.com/donate. If you want to leave a text message or a voicemail, 813-693-2124. Bob let us know that Hillary Clinton tested positive for COVID.
Oh, wow.
And
thank
pray
you
for her.
24-hour news, old news. Appreciate it.
Whenever I see that, I'm like, it's way too late to tell people about so-and-so testing positive for COVID. This
and no
is,
one cares.
It's over. I mean, it's long, long gone.
And the reports are like, with mild symptoms.
Yeah, we know.
Okay. Yeah, right, exactly. That was the whole point of the Omicron, was it was mild symptoms.
God's vaccine, yeah. Right. But yes, Godspeed to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah,
wish
wouldn't
her the
want
best.
Anything bad to happen to her.
Thank you. Oh, Kevin's in here. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank
That's
you.
Cool. He's watching right now. All right. Yeah, appreciate you, man. So yeah, you can leave a voice or text me. I got a text message from a person who didn't give me their name, but said they used to intern at the Bone. Like 2012-13 for I don't know what it is when mics are on where you just forget people's names. I know who it is. Used to work for your current boss, Matt, but Spice Boy.
Matt Lloyd.
Matt Lloyd. He used to work for The Bone. He used to be the night personality there. Worked for Bubba Love Sponge for a long time too.
The person reached out to you was an intern for Spice
yes.
Boy?
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
It wasn't Spice Boy.
No. I'm not, well, not to my knowledge.
Right.
I don't know, but yeah, I don't know for sure. But I won't really share what he said, but he shared his frustrations with the radio business and people that are in the business. And I just kind of shook my head in acknowledgement. It's a tough go. I hope he's probably doing something else now and making way more money and enjoying his life. So, or she, I don't know, maybe it's a lady too, or they, I don't know. But I appreciated that. I like getting those. You know, just messages from people, because we don't really, I saw somewhere that something like 90%+ of people that listen to, you know, podcasts or radio shows, they don't communicate with hosts or anything. So I always like getting those messages, even if they're like, hey, screw you, which are very rare. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm saying do that, but you know, even if I get those, I go, oh, okay, cool.
Well, if you move someone to take action,
yes, exactly.
You've said something that's connected with them in some way, either negative or positively. Let me ask you a life question.
Sure,
here.
Please.
If you were guaranteed, say, like let's get a bit lofty. Let's say like $90,000, which isn't crazy. But it's a comfortable living around here. You could easily make a comfortable life out of 90 grand. Or we can even say 100. Let's say 100 grand. Just
even
make it clean.
Okay. Yeah.
And you would do something that's a bit more boring. Maybe some sort of data analyst, recruiter, whatever. Something that we kind of identify as maybe not a passion career. CPA, something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, you're living a comfortable life doing something that's not maybe a passion project, but you don't have to worry about money anymore. All the stresses that you have right now, I'm sure you have other stresses, but the ones that you have right now that seem so critical are gone.
Right.
Would you make the trade if you didn't have to struggle?
I feel like I've been struggling for so long now. Like, what's an extra 40 years? I'm almost done.
What's an extra 40?
You know, I mean, my lifespan, I guess.
No, I mean, like, I'm repeating what you said. Like,
oh, what's an extra? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's only your entire life, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I like doing this. It's fun, and I can't imagine what I would do if I had to go get a job. I have a job now that I just started working from home full time, but it's very easy. And maybe, I guess, if I did something long enough, maybe I'd find that easy, too, and it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Wouldn't be challenging.
But it's certainly not challenging, but it's fine. I mean, I make enough money to stay alive, thank God, and, you know, that's good enough for the time being. So, no, I'm going to keep pushing at this. I think eventually something will happen.
Okay.
Still have faith. I don't know why, but I still have faith.
Isn't that weird that you can have faith for something that there's no evidence for? Mm-hmm. Much like God. But also, you know, when you're actually putting forth effort, you feel like there's going to be a payoff at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I share a story with you?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the headphones because I don't know. You might already know about it. I don't know. I'm going to give you headphones. I have a Bluetooth old iPad hooked up. So hopefully this works. We're going to find out together. And I laughed my head off.
Okay.
And I want you to, hopefully you haven't seen it. You may have. But this is a news report from Charlotte, North Carolina. And it involves a dog.
Okay.
Do you know, do you have any idea what I'm talking about right now? Okay, perfect. All right, here we go. This is unfortunately.
Is something I need to watch?
No, you don't really need to watch it. You just need the audio, really, for it. So this is a dog in North Carolina. If it plays. It's not playing. Why isn't it playing? Oh, my gosh.
Dog shelter, or a local shelter dog, rather, is looking for a soft landing after being dumped by his owners because they say he's gay.
Thought you heard it all, right? A Stanley County Animal Shelter Facebook post says the dog's owner surrendered him to the shelter after he humped another male dog, which dogs do. Fezco, the shelter says, it's about 4 to 5 years old, weighs about 50 pounds. They say he likes other people. He likes other animals. He's a good boy. The shelter is asking for local rescues to step up and take Fezco into foster before he is adopted. Local county shelters across our area, Drew, they do so much work with such little resources.
So much work with gay dogs, and it's nice to see that.
That's insane.
I have an update to this story, too. I was thrilled to hear this, that a couple adopted the gay dog, and guess what?
They're gay.
They're gay.
Wow.
What are the odds?
Imagine that.
So I'm happy to hear for Fezco, and I believe he has a new name now, too. Let's see. It's
It was the lesbian couple that adopted him.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to guess what they look like?
I mean, I kind of already took a peek. Okay. Fat and white.
Yeah, nailed it 100%. I don't know if the webcam's that good.
Yeah, there you go. You can kind of get a gist.
You can fill in the blanks, folks, on the video. I mean, you know the deal.
And that's a recent story.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday, and that was the funniest. I've already watched it many times now, so you didn't. I wish it would have got my true reaction to that when it.
Yeah,
when I first
you were just
saw it
losing your mind.
Time. Just, and it's funny because we have this lunatic lady that calls every night, Diane. And I like her, but a lot of people hate her. But she's kind of crazy.
Okay.
You know,
but
a little
she's,
bit.
Is she coherent?
Yeah, she's coherent. She gets drunk and cusses sometimes. And she's very attached to her dog. She had just told us a story that she took Pippin, her dog, to the dog park. And there was this dog, Rowdy, that was humping everything. So I had that fresh in my mind. And then there's Fezco over here, who's humping. You know, as a gay dog and humping everything. And it just, I don't know. It just was a perfect storm in my mind where it just created this, I don't know, lovely reaction. And I got a hearty belly laugh out of that, which was.
I like when you belly laugh. It's fun. It makes me laugh. Your laugh makes me laugh.
Yeah. So that was really good. So I'm happy to hear that the gay dog has a new home. Anyway, I hurt my knee. I know you can't
see.
A brace on it. I did nothing. I hurt my knee somehow doing nothing. I've been out of commission all week. I haven't exercised all week long.
Why not?
Because
I know your knee, but you can do other stuff.
I'll tell you why. I got new shoes over the weekend. I decided to spend some money on myself, which rarely happens.
Are they the white ones behind me?
Yes, they are. They sure are.
I can. They're nice and white.
Are they bloody by any chance? They're probably bloody on the inside. I had a horrific blisters on both of my pinky toes from those shoes over the weekend. I wore them. Converse, they're Converse All-Stars. They tend to look better. They look goofy if you wear socks, I think.
You can't wear the no-show socks?
You can, you know, and these ones seemed like they were a little more low-cut even than my old ones because the sock was sticking out and they're fresh, they're new, they're burnt. I mean, they're so white. And I wanted to look nice. So I decided that, I know they're brand new. This is certainly a risk, but I'm just going to, you know, put them on without socks. I'm not really walking anywhere. So I thought.
Rookie mistake.
I went down to Paso Grill Beach down there in St. Petersburg and found a parking spot at the far end. And for some reason, I thought this place that I was going to was really close, but it ended up being all the way down. I don't know how many people have been to Paso Grill, but it's a very long.
Yes, I've been recently.
Yeah, it's a very long parking lot with a bunch of parking spaces, and at the end they have bars and etc. And about a quarter of the way walking, I went, I can feel it already.
The chafe. Yes.
And I go, I'll be all right. I'll just keep going.
You don't have a choice. Could you walk on the sand at this point and take the shoes off?
I should have just taken the shoes off. And, you know, you walk on cement, but you're still technically at the beach. So a lot of people are walking around barefoot,
right.
You know, on the little sidewalk.
But now you're the girl with heels that doesn't have heels.
Yeah, I just figured that they'll be all right. And then I had some drinks when I finally arrived at my destination. And then I had a few more drinks. And then I went, my feet hurt, but whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of just drunk. Then I walked back, you know, to where the car was. I didn't drive. And I took my shoes off and it was shocking. I'll show you pictures. I'll put up, and you can probably see them on the Johnny B Show page if you want to go look. I put them up there on Instagram and the Facebook page there. I mean, just sandpaper on my poor little pinky toes.
Yeah.
I can't put shoes on now. I have to just wear flip flops. I went to the gym and they wouldn't let me wear flip flops. At the gym.
Yeah, you have to wear closed-toed shoes.
I can't do it. I can't wear closed-toed shoes right now. And I don't know what the hell I'm going to do about breaking these shoes in. I'm committed now. I feel like I have to. Blood usually softens them up a little bit.
Well, you probably need to start wearing socks, even if it looks goofy. But here's another thing. Either you get the socks that don't show, or you become very obvious with the socks and wear, like, crew socks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where they go up a little bit, the ankle, a little bit, the shin.
Yeah.
And then it's on purpose. You want people to see the socks.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess they're coming back much like, you know, mom jeans and styles tend to come back. So maybe the socks will come back in style. I just feel like showing your socks is just dad, you know.
No, I have high top. Well, they're not Converse, but they're Converse knockoffs. And I wear like socks with them.
Yeah, but you're a dork. That's proven my point.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up. Thanks for reminding me.
You're not a fashionista.
I certainly am not. No.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. So I got to figure that. I got to figure that out. But yeah, I will at least have to wear socks. I don't know. Let's see. Solid says that the All-Stars aren't made for husky feet. That's not true. I wore them last time. I broke them in. They were all right. I'll get it going. Don't worry. Bob Tuscan says to please share pics that he has a foot fetish. Okay. I will.
Do you have the pictures available?
Yes.
I would like to see them and get my reaction.
Okay. I can do that for you right now. I'm going to go to the Johnny B Show Instagram page.
There's nothing more debilitating than getting a blister. And it's so small.
That's the thing that's annoying crippling about it. Yeah.
It hurts to walk. You can't wear socks.
Okay. So there you go.
Oh my God.
Let's see if I can.
Did you pop them or were they like that when you found them?
I just went ahead and popped them. You can't really see it. This
you got to.
Stinks.
Were they all like watery, like a waterbed sort of thing?
That was the other one.
Did you? And that's after you popped it, obviously.
Yeah, these are. I just ripped the skin off.
Oof.
I didn't even let the liquid form under the blister. I just ripped the skin off right away.
Yeah.
And started the healing process because you can wait with that. But
it's just why delay the inevitable?
I knew it was coming, so. I actually feel a little bit better today, so I'm hoping by, you know, tomorrow, Friday,
I'll be some Neosporin on that ish.
Yeah, I put some Neosporin.
Some Band-Aids that'll sweat off, but you got to try.
Yeah. I'm not even doing that. I think the only thing to do with the blisters is you just air dry them. You got to air dry them out and just deal with it.
Unless, again, you want to exercise or something and you don't want that abrasion, you have to put on like some sort of Band-Aid.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe I'll just take a week off and then start again.
Okay.
On Monday.
That works.
Or maybe if I can tomorrow, we'll see. I don't know. Yeah, Scott said that it's hard to see the pictures, and he was thankful for that. Yeah, I agree, Scott. Not good. Not good. If you want to leave a message, you can. 813-693-2124. Home_made_man. Anna's tweeting these when I tell her, when I prompt her, but
I'm
she's
still
not really.
2 months, no social media. And by no social media, again, I have to have the social media for work. So I run that page and I look on Facebook to see local events. But as far as Instagram goes and my personal account, it's over. It's done, baby. I've been sucked into the vortex for 17 years. I don't know about when you got Facebook or MySpace, but I would say I got mine in 05 and we're in 2022. And I've been on the grid now for 17 years, sucked into this game. And it's time to, it's literally half of my life. Half of my life has been spent online sharing, being performative, seeing what people are up to. And now that I don't have that, I have to ask people what they're up to. So it's a different dynamic. It's a different sort of way of living. You know, when people joke about, oh, remember 1995 when people used to talk to each other? I'm living that life now. And it feels good.
God bless.
I know. God it feels you. Good. But I will tell you this, Will, and I want to talk to you about this because you're a bit older than me. I don't even know if we're in the same generation. So it's nice to know, you know, what it's like on the other side being elderly. I'm going to be 35 very soon.
Wow.
Now, that's deep in the mid. That is mid 30. That's not even like mid 30s. Like you are mid 30s. I am middle aged. I'm middle aged. I am desperately clutching on to my youth because there's no day you wake up and you go, I can't do this anymore. I can't go to the bars anymore. I can't go to the clubs anymore. I can't go to the festivals anymore. There's no day when that happens. It's just like a slow fade out.
You know. Yeah. One day
like when
you know.
When a guy or a girl, you're like kind of talking and then you go from talking every day to every other day, to every third day, to once a week, to once a month, to never again, and you never speak again. And they're trying to ghost you, but they're trying to be kind about it. That's what it feels like getting older. It wasn't just one day I woke up and I go, I'm old. Or one day I woke up and I go, this is not age appropriate. I can't wear this anymore. Or I can't go here anymore. It's a slow fade where it's both a, you know, sort of feeling from the inside and outside, like, maybe you don't belong here from the outside, and also a I feel like I'm too old from the inside. So then combined, I've completely stopped going to clubs. I don't remember the last time I was at a club, but I almost want to go to show I still got it. But every time I do go to a club, I don't want to be there anymore. Mm-hmm. But so much of my identity, not identity, that's a bit dramatic. So much of like what I found to be fun and exciting was wrapped up in nightlife. Mm-hmm. And that's gone. Like that, like high that I used to get from getting excited about going out when I was in college, when I was like peak hotness, 21, just like wanting to have fun, get effed up, caught myself. Mm-hmm. That is slowly fading, and I don't even want to do that anymore. It's almost like I want to do that, but I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because now it's just like more evidence that I, in fact, am getting older and right. that I don't like the same things I used to like.
Well, I could feel you on that. And I know that it's coming up quick for me. One thing I notice is I have to get up to pee at least once a night. I don't know when that started happening.
Yeah.
But, I'm turning into my father every day, with especially at least my father's bladder, because I don't know when it started happening, but yeah, at least once a night I have to get up and pee pee. I have to control my water intake after 8 p.m. like a kid who's potty training or something. It's insane. I still have to pee, so I might as well just do it.
You've injured yourself doing literally nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The knee brace.
It's only going to get worse. Too, yeah, for sure. But yeah, I kind of feel you on that. I don't, not that I don't like to go out. Well, I could give you this example. So remember when we were doing Stay Woke, I would get there, get to the radio station at like 11:30 at night and kind of just hang around for, and then do the 1 hour, come back at one, go to sleep at like 2 or 3 in the morning,
yeah,
you know, and then get up and, you know, I'd probably sleep in a little bit if I could, but not really, you know, that much, because I still had a day job still. And I thought that when the Johnny B show got kicked back a few hours and we were done at 10, that I was like, okay, well, I got to figure out what to do with my time now, because I'm awake until at least 1, you know, sometimes 2 in the morning. And it took me about 2 weeks, and then I was going to bed at 11:30. I'm usually asleep by 11:30. Now, come home, take a shower, in bed. And that happened very quickly. And now I get up at, you know, my internal clock now is 7:30. And that I know is an old person time. It's normal people time. That's just what I should say. But I know that, you know, I used to be able to sleep till noon. I couldn't imagine sleeping till noon now.
I could probably pull that
off. You could?
Yeah. Because I feel like I'm so sleep deprived during the week that I'd like the weekend comes and I could sleep probably till about 10:30 easy.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm a sleep dependent person. It's not like, oh, I just wake up at 7 every day, no matter if I've gotten 1 hour or 10 hours. No, it's not how
that's what happens to me now. Well, maybe because you're not into your later 30s yet. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what it is.
When May 8th rolls around, then talk to me.
Yeah,
because and also you know, as a female, there's some biological changes
mm-hmm.
around this time, where if I were to have a child in the next years, maybe 2, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
I would be a geriatric mother.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That seems odd, but I'm young. No, you're not. This is the age where they're like, they start warning you about all the, you know, extra chromosomes that you could get if you try to breed mm-hmm. and stuff like that, if mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's much like a party I don't want to attend, but I want to be invited to. That's how I feel about my fertility. I don't want children, I don't think, but I always want to be invited to the fertility party. I always want to be young enough and youthful enough to have a child, but obviously that's not how time works.
What about freezing your eggs?
I don't even want kids, I don't think.
No, you don't know that. I mean, I
literally ask myself in my head, do you want kids? No. Now, I don't know how I'm going to feel in 5 years, but I fear at that point it's probably going to be too late. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that every person is made to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would be just fine if I didn't have a child. That was actually discussed on our show today, because maybe some of you know, maybe some of you don't know. I'm actually off the dating market.
Oh, that's
would have thunk it? Wow. Yeah, so I'm actually dating a guy that I work with, which is always a great idea. I fought that for probably for about a year and a half because it's a bad idea. And I stand by that. It's still a bad idea.
You're asking where you eat.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I did not want to do that because of fear of in the event we do break up, which is very likely with couples. That's what couples do. They get together, they break up. Now you're working with somebody that you had an intimate relationship with and you see them every day of your life. And you go, why is this happening to me? I'm trying to get over you. It's hard to get over you when I see you from 6 a.m. to noon every day. You know, that's
even worse if you don't want to, if you're not even looking to get over them, you are over them and then you have to see them.
Yes.
Which is even worse.
And they're trying to get over you and they might be mean and they might be rude and you might be mean and you may have to interact with each other. And then they start dating other people and you got to talk about it on the air. And it's just an absolute crap storm. So I fought that off for about a year and a half. But, you know, you get to know people and you go, we got to give this a shot at least. You know, this wasn't something that I decided to do on a whim. This was something that was probably brewing for over a year and a half. So decided, listen, F it. This is what life's all about. If it crashes and burns, then we'll figure it out. I always figure something out.
Yeah.
You know, if I want to work for Bubba, you know, that's the plan. That's the plan, period. But, you know, when the event stuff doesn't work out, like, I will figure something out. I always do. So we'll see how we go. But yeah, it was actually discussed today about, you know, as soon as you start dating someone, then they want to know when the wedding is.
Mm-hmm.
Then they want to know when you're having children. You know,
is your boss a Jewish grandmother?
What? Pretty much. Okay. He wasn't really the one pushing, but you know, you have to ask these questions and you should be asking these questions as someone who's, he's going to be 41 on Saturday. I'm going to be 35. So, he has plenty of time, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were actually kind of doing some of the general relationship housekeeping on the show today in terms of marriage and children. Now, I don't feel bad about not wanting either of those things because he knew. We've talked about a lot of stuff over the course of almost 2 years, and I've discussed at length why I don't like the idea of marriage. And I've also discussed that I don't think I want children. So he knew that going in. So I don't feel bad saying things like that. And people are like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Now, I think that he does want to get married because he said he does at some point. I do not. Mm-hmm. Then I also informed the people, and he, and his name's Chris, whatever, Blitz. He knows this. If I were to get married, this isn't like a hard no line in the sand, but I don't want to get married. But if I did, I would not be changing my name.
Mm-hmm.
I would not legally change my name.
Why?
Do you want to change your name?
No.
Neither do I.
Actually, yeah. I do want to change my name. My name stinks. It's one of the worst.
But it's your name. It's your name.
It's my dad's name.
Okay, but it's your name. It's legally your name.
My name's
wherever you
William.
Got it from.
My name's William.
Yes.
The family name is Koontz, which is my last name, which is my father's side of the family. That's just the way it goes. That's the construct that's going on here.
Yeah.
You could do I think is it Mexican or just Spanish in general from Spain where they do the mother and father combo name?
Oh, I thought that was like a woke hyphenated thing.
No, that's actually a cultural. I think it's in Spain and it's continued.
Maybe where one is like the middle name. And then
it's just like a hyphenated thing.
Oh,
but see, I don't know what happens when the hyphen, when you get two hyphens, like you don't
just
carry
adding
both.
Names.
You can't do that.
I mean,
so
you
I
see these Nigerian people with like 18 first names or these Hawaiian people with like, you know, 60 names. I think that's too complicated, but I just don't. And I don't even feel like I need a reason. It's just I don't want to. The reason is I don't want to. So why should I be forced to?
Just so it's not because, you know, you don't want to take a man's name.
I wouldn't want to take anybody's name.
I understand, but it's not for. I've heard the rationale that you're taking a man's name. Like some of my friends have said that, and they don't like that idea of having to take their. They feel like, you know, like they're somebody's bitch or something.
It's can I be honest? Like I'm not a feminazi, you know me. Like I'm just I don't care. I just if you want to take your man's name, no hate, no judgment. Do your thing. I don't care. But for me, yeah, it's a bitch move. What am I going to lie to you? It's a bitch move. Like, why am I getting adopted into your family? Why don't you come into my family? Why am I part of your lineage now? I just don't like the idea of it. And maybe it stems back to, like, you know, the women were property and stuff. It's fine. I get it now. It's just a cultural thing. It doesn't really mean anything anymore. You're not property. You have rights. You can vote. You can drive. You can do all the things. I get it. I just don't like the fact that I would have to make an identity change with my name. It's my name. I like it. I understand I got it from my father. I don't care where it came from. I was born with it. It's mine.
That's fine. That's fine. And at least there's some logic there. Like, it's just some logic anyways. It's not just like, oh, I'm taking a man's name and I don't like that, because it's your dad's name. Like, every daughter who is this name now, it's their dad's name. So you're still taking a man's name.
Right. But I mean, already. You took a man's name.
Yeah.
You know, we all took a man's name, I suppose, you know, whatever. Fine. But it wasn't like I changed it or anything. It's my name from birth, wherever I got it from. It could also be like, you know, my first name is, I mean, it's not my dad, but I was named after a female ancestor. So I'm named after her, my first name, a dead ancestor. That's how Jews do it. You got to die first before they start naming people after you. No juniors.
Yeah, that's true.
But whatever. I don't really care about where the name originated. All I know is on my birthday, May 8th, 1987, I was given a name. And that's been my name my whole life. And maybe most people always, you know, I don't know if people like brag about their name, but I like my name. It's mine. I've claimed it as my own. I don't want to take on someone else's lineage. And I know that it's just a name, like, who cares? But also, it's just, in my mind, it's a bitch move. If I was a lesbian, I wouldn't want to take
it. So it is some of that then. It is going back to you're someone's bitch if you take the name.
Yeah, I said that earlier.
Okay.
I think it's a bitch move a little bit.
Do you resent your mom for taking your dad's name?
No.
Okay.
And she got remarried and she didn't change her name. She changed it back to her maiden name and she left it there.
Oh.
So it's her father's last name. But that was her birth name. So she was a Hummel and she was a Swerdlow, and then she got remarried and then she just left it alone. She's not changing it to her husband's last name. Huh. But they're not having kids or anything. You know, they got married when she was like 60.
Right.
So it's not like, what will the children do?
What about if you had children? Let's just say you decide to freeze your eggs. They can
have the dad's name.
You're okay with them?
Yeah, I don't care.
Name. You don't have to be included at all?
No. Okay. And again, this isn't like a... I'm not trying to say this is completely based on like a logical formula. I'm just telling you how I feel, right? The kids, if he was like, the kids, what are they going to... They can have your name. That's fine. Whatever. But I also feel like, not that I'm a major part of the media. I'm not. But you work to try to get some sort of notoriety in a community. I don't want to change my name. I know a lot of people who were professors.
Name recognition.
They didn't change their name because all of their publications were of their maiden name.
Yeah. I've seen that. And that's fair. Or it might be legally change their name.
Sure,
but
they have the stage
name.
Yeah. It's just how I feel. And you ask any man, well, would you want to change their name? No. Okay, well, that's how I feel. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't want to change my name for somebody else.
I'll change my name. If they got a cool name, if I ever marry a lady and they have a cool name, then I'll change mine. I won't have a problem with that.
I know you're being facetious.
Maybe hyphenate.
You would.
Maybe.
Huh.
I don't know.
You would be cool
Probably
with that?
Not.
Probably not. You don't want Probably. That. I've talked to you about this before, and you said that you would want the woman to take your name if you'd have a preference.
Yeah, I mean it's not a great name. It's often mispronounced. But yeah, it's mine. That's true.
Yeah, and would you think it would be a bitch name if you changed your last name to their last name?
Yeah, but
that's
how
I feel.
if a guy changed their name to a lady's name, which is her dad's name, that feels like a bitch move. Yeah, then you're somebody's bitch. But I don't know, maybe it's just because of the centuries and generations that we've been doing it. It doesn't seem as bad if it's a lady. It's like, change your name.
But I feel like it's a bitch move.
Yeah.
And it's just how I feel. I don't know what to tell you. It's my name. I don't want to change my name. So there was a lot of that discussed today, but no surprises there. We've discussed it.
I like Jacob's comment. He says that you can always adopt a gay dog.
Yes, I can.
If kids don't work out.
And we should maybe end there.
We'll end there with the gay dog. Seems like as good of a place as any, I suppose. I hope you didn't hear my neighbors that were fighting upstairs, since this is recorded in a very small apartment in St. Petersburg. And I noticed when I took the headphones off that they were very loud and going at it very early on a Wednesday night, of all places. This show, by the way, does live stream on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. So follow me on Twitter, home_made_man. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, please. I'm trying to grow that thing. I'm way behind, of course, as I am with just about everything in my life. So I want to build that channel up. Just go subscribe there. Turn on the notifications, hit the bell, and you'll get notified when we go live Wednesdays, usually around 5:45, I would say, is a good time. Between 5:30, 6 o'clock is when we do that. And you can watch it live. You can interact with us. Thank you, those of you who do that. And I put the little chats up in the box in the live stream. It's pretty cool. Modern marvels, I'd tell you. So hope you'll join us next time live. And if you're listening on podcast, that's great too. Please, you know, share it. You know, send it out there. Get it out to your people and say I like this program and you might like it too. And if you're feeling extra generous, you can donate at hmbradio.com/donate. And of course, if you listen on Radio St. Pete, thanks a bunch too. That's very nice, very helpful. I'm just pleased as punch that you're enjoying the program, hopefully, or maybe you're hate listening. Either way, it doesn't matter. That's a great thing about it. That is the show. My name is Will Koontz. I was on a Hummel. We'll be back next week. Catch me on the Johnny B Show, 8 to 10 p.m. 102.5 The Bone, theboneonline.com. Have a great week, everybody. Talk to you soon. Goodbye.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.